Good morning. It's good to be able to be with you today. Appreciate seeing some of you who I recognize and a lot that I don't. I was in this church in 1990 and in the area ever since. But we're missionaries, and for the last 7 years have been traveling through from Guaymas, north and west and east, in the whole area, showing gospel films or preaching or teaching, with studies to help new Christians, different things that we've been involved in doing. 2 weeks ago, we were in North Guaymas, and there were a number that received the Lord then. We were also in Independencia, and there were about six that received the Lord. We're in San Vicente, and there was another group that responded for the Lord. We're just thankful for the opportunity to be involved serving the Lord. And this we do throughout the year. Most of our time we spend in the work camps, where people are brought in from Chiapas and other areas in the south, and they're under contract to work for 3 months or 6 months. And we try to visit these work camps weekly with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a tremendous opportunity to go and share with people that we would never, ever be able to reach, being so far to the south. I want to express gratitude for the wheelchair that we received for the benefit of Sylvia's, my wife's father, who is very ill. He had a stroke, and one day is up, and then the next day really down. And so it's been a real help already, and we just trust him to the Lord and what the Lord has for him. I'm going to have to slip away immediately after I speak, because I got a meeting for my wife's mother in San Fernando at about 10:45. And so I'm going to have to move. In 1 Corinthians we read, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Till he come. We come to communion this morning, and we look back to the cross. We've been singing about the cross and the cost that it was for Christ to die there on the cross to pay the penalty of our sin. A cost so great we cannot ever imagine. But Jesus said that I will come again. And the Apostle Paul wrote and said, as often as we do this until he come. Till he come. When will he come? We don't know. We know Jesus had said that this was in the hands of the Father. Even he was not aware of when he would be returning. But he will come. And the disciples in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, the disciples said, "What shall be the sign of that coming and of the end of the world?" And then Jesus began to enumerate various things that would happen. Verse 5, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." On Mexican television, two or three weeks ago, a program sponsored by National Geographic, entitled False Christs, was showing different persons who were claiming to be the Messiah. One was a man from the Philippine Islands. And there he was, declaring himself to be the Christ. He was extremely rich. Where he got all his money, I do not know. He had built what he called a paradise, 20 acres in size, and beautiful flowers, trees, just something more glorious than I've ever seen in all my life. And he had an area for gathering the people together, great globes over the top of where he'd be speaking, resplendent, just amazing. What all he had. He had a helicopter to bring him to his meetings, to pick him up and take him back to his house, also located on another part of his paradise, a false Christ. A false Christ. Others were there, some even looking like beggars on the main street of Los Angeles. False Christs. About 20 years ago, I read in an article that stated that in the city of Los Angeles alone, there were 1,000 people that were declaring themselves to be the Christ. False Christs in all parts of the world today, deceiving, having people that would follow them in their way, which is not Christ's way. Verse 6, and there shall be wars and rumors of wars. The First World War, Second World War, Korean War, Vietnam War, the war, the Cold War, the war in Iran, in Iraq, and all around in the Middle East. War so much of the time. An interesting factor related to the Six-Day War. Most wars last years. But on the Six-Day War in Israel had a small group of people. They were a total of 6 million people at that time. And they had their army prepared for this onslaught that was going to be coming from 13 Arab nations from all around. And there they were gathered together trying to defend their area. And one captain came in talking with one of the major men of the Israeli army and said, we can't do more. We can't do anything more. They had been fighting steady without a break for 36 hours. And he said, we're exhausted. What can we do? And the man in charge said, just get in and give all you've got for just a bit more. And they went in to try to do the best that they could, so weary, so overburdened. And suddenly, along beside them were hundreds, thousands of men, far greater, higher than what any of them were, big men with the uniform of Israel, insignias and total, fighting at their sides. And when the enemy saw these, he ran. They said that the only people that these could be, because they disappeared after, were angels sent by God. For Israel is a people of God, and God is protecting and being with them. God does not like the evil that's involved, but he still has a plan for his people, the Jewish nation. There should be famines. We know of famines. We've all got our televisions. We know what has happened in China, in India, in Africa, and parts of Mexico, different parts of the world. There will be pestilences. And we know the last flu virus that has been going around in Mexico, such a problem for the country. They say that this is the main cause for the virus is the main cause of cervical cancer. And so they're giving, trying to get every single girl vaccinated from 8 to 10 years of age with this antivirus because of this pestilence that's in the area. There will be earthquakes. in diverse places. In Haiti, 280 million people wiped off in 1 minute. In Chile, another terrible earthquake. And the scientists after has said the inclination of the earth has been changed so that the axis no longer is as it was before, but is tilted the other direction so much so that our days are now somewhat shorter than they were before. And the Bible says that God will cause the days to be shorter in the end time. Earthquakes have been in Chile again, in Mexicali, in China. These all are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. In Chad, some years ago, they were persecuting the church. One individual was buried in ground, in a hole in the ground, up to here, his arms down, buried, and then they took barbed wire and two men pulled it back and forth across his face until he fainted and then bled to death. In Chiapas, and I speak with the people that come in from Chiapas every time that they come, every year that they come, usually come in December for about 6 months. And I ask, has there been persecution in your area? Are you aware of persecution? I said this to one man about a year and a half ago, and he dropped his head and raised up and he said, yes, in 1996, on the 26th of December, there were 26 people gathered together in a small church in our community for a prayer meeting. And during the time that they were in that prayer meeting, two men walked in. I don't know that they're soldiers. Two men walked in into the church with rifles and shot every one of them. I said, was that anywhere near your home? He said, a half a kilometer from my home. There were pastors that had been martyred. Whole families that had been killed. All kinds of persecution, so intense that we cannot imagine. And that was in the 1990s and going on into today. They say that there are still 5 states in southern Mexico that are under persecution for the preaching of the gospel. Even here. Some years ago, I was called in to declare to the immigration authorities why I was preaching and holding a church service in my house. At that time, we just started a small church. We were getting right around 40 people that were attending. And the guy said, you are never again to preach or teach in Mexico. And I said to the man who I had known, his son married the daughter of Oscar Rangel, who was the pastor of the church, the Mexican church, sometime before that. And I had been to this man's house for the wedding feast of his son. And I said, you know what you're telling me? You're telling me that I can go out. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, go and be like the rest of the tourists. And I'm not saying this to put any of you down, but you know what I'm going to be saying. You're telling me, I said to this man, I can go to San Carlos. I can run up and down the beach as much as I care on a four-wheeler. I can litter on the beach as much as I want. I can run on the highways. I can do whatever I choose. Make all kinds of noise, and I'm a good tourist. But if I preach the gospel of Christ so that your young people are saved from sin and are able to begin to walk a new life and commit a life and be good citizens of your country, I'm a criminal. He dropped his head. And then he raised up and he said, nevertheless, that's the law. And it ended our conversation. The next Sunday, we had church in a different house. And every Sunday, almost every single Sunday since that time, I've been in some place preaching or teaching the gospel of Christ. And sometimes as much as 8 times in a week in one place or another, on gospel films or preaching or teaching. Gracias al Señor. Thanks to the Lord for what he has done. There should be persecution. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. President Calderon has been looking in vain for an answer for the problem of organized crime. Every single day, there are people that are shot, people assassinated, people that are kidnapped. What can he do? And finally, on Friday, the president had a meeting with the police force in Mexico, and now they've had meetings with police, the police departments in all over the whole country of Mexico, giving them the same kind of high caliber rifles as the narcotraficos have to be able to fight against them or stand against them, and giving them power beyond what they've ever had before, and raise their salaries. How much more than this, we do not know. A lot has not been made public. But still, crime is increasing. And Jesus said, crime will increase, iniquity will abound more and more. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto the all nations. Billy Graham had a televised service not very long ago, and that was supposed to have been broadcast in every single nation of the world. And we know that there are multitudes of other groups, Christian groups, preaching the gospel that have been preaching in different parts. I know that there will probably be a good number of small groups in different nations that have not heard yet. But still, the gospel has been preached in all nations. All nations have heard. This gospel should be preached in all nations, and then shall the end come. We're awaiting the rapture of the church. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a day that will be! The toils and troubles and trials of this life will be past. We will be with the Lord forever. What a joy. What a day that will be. There are many evidences, many that I cannot begin to share with you. Many more related to what is going on. The Bible says that after the rapture will be the tribulation. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet in the holy place, then, this is the abomination of desolation, the image of the Antichrist, an image that will be able to both speak and kill. And those that will not bow down and worship this image and the beast, the Antichrist, will be eliminated. When I was in Bible college, I wondered, well, I believe this, but I don't see how it's possible that an image will be able to speak and act. A couple months ago, we saw a television program showing robots in China, made in China, serving tables, taking orders, going and bringing the food and distributing the food better than regular waitresses were able to do. A robot. this image is something that is possible right today. There will be great tribulation. There will be surveillance of people through our cellular phones. They will be able to make contact or have contact with every person. They're putting out a new television, in Spanish at least, called plasma, that has ears and eyes. We'll be able to hear whatever is said and see whatever is done in your living room. And the number 66 that will be on your hand or forehead could possibly not be not just a number, but a microchip with everything related to your essential records. It's soon, very soon. Nations are preparing for war. They say that the Latin American countries are all spending millions and millions of dollars building arms for a major battle. The Arabian nations are building more and more warfare, armamento, ready to push Israel into the Mediterranean Sea. Talking peace with President in the United States, but when they shall say peace and peace, there is no peace, the Bible says. Preparing for the Battle of Armageddon, preparing for the second coming of Christ. And we eat this morning and drink this morning in remembrance of Christ. In remembrance of Christ till he come. And his coming could be this week, today. So many things I have not been able to begin to mention that are happening that say his coming is very, very soon. The Lord bless you richly. Look up. Our redemption draweth nigh.